Good morning, and let's get started here. We're in the middle of Daf Vav Amud Beis, about midway down. We're in the middle of an exciting Gemara here, and we hope to wrap up this Amud, start a Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, which will continue us through this process, which will help us continue through the process of what happens when the husband brings the wife to the Beis HaMikdash. But for now, we're going on a big line from Rav Sheshes that we had yesterday. What was that line that Rav Sheshes brought up yesterday? What are we going off? What's this big line that we've been back and forth on constantly? That the waters don't check, right? When don't the waters check in Godkin? When? When? Where are these Adam?
They come before, after the.
More general. Where are these Adam?
They're far away. They're not.
Somewhere in Medina. They're somewhere overseas, right? They're somewhere overseas. They're not around right now. Is somebody able to get the door closed? Thanks. Okay, thank you. Excellent. Okay, great. So the Edom are somewhere overseas. We had a big discussion back and forth as to what exactly would happen here and how things would unfold. But kind of bring us to right where we are about midway down. We try to understand that if these Edom are overseas, then once the mincha, the woman's mincha, the carbon that she's bringing is in a kli shares, then no longer should that work, meaning that even if the Edom comes right after the mincha, the flowers put in the kli shares, so it wasn't really sanctified b'kedusha, because really it didn't even lemafreya, it doesn't even work. So that was Rav Papa's line. But wait, even if this takes place, that the Edom do come, that we find out after the mincha is put inside the kli shares, what happens? We burn this mincha where? Right next to the mizbeach, a pile next to the mizbeach, not on the mizbeach, but next to the mizbeach. And says Rav Papa, why? That's because we rejected the opinion that maybe it was because something happened in the Beis HaMikdash, but really, says Rav Papa, because what will people say? People will see that the mincha was brought, people will see that it was sanctified in a kli shares, but it wasn't offered on the mizbeach, the guy just took it home to make some brownies for Shabbat. So, what do? Therefore, we burn it right next to the Mizbeach. Midway down, Masav Rav Mari, three words at the end of the line. Nitmes minchasa achlo kitcha b'kli. This is what we're referring to here. We're about to bring up about a 15-line brisa, bring us right towards the bottom of the page. Really, only the last line is relevant and going to ask on what we just said. It's going to be predicated on the Gemara that we just had. But let's read through it. What happens if the carbon mincha becomes tamei, general tamei, after it's kitcha b'kli, after it is mekadesh inside of the kli shares? Harehi kichola minchos v'tipada. Then it's like all carbon minchos, and it is redeemed with money. Misha kitcha b'kli. And what happens if once it was redeemed inside the, once it became holy? Sorry. Nitmeis minchasa ad shelo kitcha b'kli. I got confused. I apologize. What happens if it became tamei before it was sanctified inside the kli shares? Hari kichol haminachos. V'tipadeh. Then it's like any kor mincha, and it could just be redeemed with money. It wasn't sanctified yet. However, misha kitcha b'kli. What happens if it was mekadesh inside the kli? Hari kichol haminachos v'tisareif. Then it's like a mincha, and it has to be burned. Because once it was mekadesh inside the kli, it has to get burned. Kidesh hakometz. What's a komets?
It's a handful.
Three fingers, right? Yeah. Good. The middle three fingers, the coin dips inside, right? And takes out a komets of the flower. Is anybody familiar with kachim in general, or is zvachim in general? When an animal is brought as a korban, there are four stages. Anybody know those four stages? Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. Excellent. Those are the four stages of the process of bringing a carbon. The komets, by a carbon mincha, there's four stages that are analogous, that are parallel to those four stages. The komets is like the shechita. So again, it's the beginning of the process, taking of the
flower from the pile.
Taking of the flower. Excellent. So that's kind of compared to the shechita if it was an animal. So, kidisha komets, lohispegla krivo achimes. What happens if they took the komets, but they didn't get to bring it, like the holacha, achimes hu o achimesahi, until the husband or the wife died in the sota process? Again, The mincha is by the sota. Hare kechol hamnachos v'tisorif, it's burnt. Karva komets lo hispik lechol shirayim ad shemes hu. What happens if the komets was brought, but the shirayim weren't able to be eaten by the kohanim? Ad shemes hu o ad shemes ahi. Hare kechol hamnachos v'teachal she'al hasofek bos mitchila. Then still it's eaten. Why? Because it was brought for a reason. Kipra svecha v'holchala. And therefore that was clarified initially, and therefore because it was brought for a reason and it accomplished a purpose, that is great. Continuing the brayso, so bola adam she tamea. What happens if adam came along before the komets is offered? Says Rashi, we're going back a little bit. Minchasa nisrefes, it's burned. Nimsu, this is the line here that we're about to have, which is why we brought up this whole long brayso. Nimtzu adam zomimin. Now, what happens if more in general adam zomimin came? Anybody familiar with adam zomimin? The Gemara in Maseches Makos.
Yeah.
What kind of false witnesses, Dr. Ivor? Just general false.
On this case, they're saying that.
Good. But Adam Zomin, it's not just that their testimony is proven false. Adam Zomin, right? This is what we learn usually in fifth grade. It's like the first Gemara that we often have. Adam Zomin, Maseches Makos. What classifies Adam Zomin? Not just that their testimony is disproven or is false, but
They were somewhere else.
Saying good, but say better. Come on, guys. 605. Adam Zomin. Sorry?
Saw them in a position.
Good. Excellent. Great. So it's not that they're proven to be false, but that they themselves couldn't have been there. So it's like totally doing themselves when not from the pasuk. Daf Hey, Emesaras Makos goes through that process. What is exactly Adam Zomin? So Nimsu Adam Zomin. What happens if Adam Zomin are found on what stage of this process? On the Yichud, on the Stira. So Minchasa Chulin, says the Braisa. The Minchas Chulin. That means it doesn't matter. Even if it was Kitchub Kli, it seems the whole Mincha is Chulin. The whole Mincha, it doesn't matter. That means that even though it might have been brought already partially, we don't care what people say. Why? Because the whole matter is totally ripped out from under their feet. And therefore, this seems to reinforce the question of what we had before on Rav Papa.
Which
Adam on the Yichud, meaning the woman brings a carbon, the carbon mincha. Then all of a sudden, I think it was Kitcha B'Kli, and then Adam come and say, "Wait, hey, those Adam that we had a while ago, they were with us on such and such day."
According to the two Adam.
Good, excellent question. Maybe the Adam Zomina are on one. According to the opinion, seemingly, I'm not sure if this is sheds light, maybe it does, but Adam Zomin could probably go on one, just like they can go on two, if one aid would work in that sense. Very questionably. So this begs on Rav Papa, because Rav Papa said earlier, just as we ended off the shir yesterday, that the reason why we burn this carbon mincha next to the mizbeach is because we don't want people to think, oh boy, why are they taking this flour to go bake some cakes? Right? Wasn't it already kitcha b'kli? That it means that even if it wasn't necessary to bring it, we still want to do something with it and not just take it home with us. But here, we seem to have this braisa from Rav Mari that if there's no necessity to bring it because the Adam art, the testimony is disproved by Adam Zomin, then it doesn't matter what happens to it. Says the Gemara, oh, Adam Zomin, comrade? Adam Zomimin? You're bringing up Adam Zomimin to go against our case of Sota? What do you mean? Adam Zomimin kola islahu. By Adam Zomimin, there's a total kol. That means that when Adam Zomimin come, and it's brought up in Makos, I believe, that what happens is there's a kola. This reverberates. This rumor spread, or word spreads really quick. Front page news. It's all over the radio. Because Adam Zomimin is such a unique case that everybody will find out that this case was Adam Zomimin, and therefore nobody will worry, oh, why are you taking that flower home with you? Of course you are. There's Adam Zomimin, and therefore it doesn't matter. Tanya Kavase Derv Sheshes. Wrapping up the Gemara here. We are five lines up on Vav Amud Beis. Now there's a braisa that supports Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said what again? The big line from yesterday? Mark?
The word is don't check if there are Edom, even if they're far away.
Fantastic. So Tani Kavasid Rav Sheshes. Velami Taimei. But it supports Rav Sheshes, but not because of the reasoning. That he had before. What was Rav Sheshes' reasoning that we had before? Anybody remember? Anybody did Chazar last night? What was Rav Sheshes' reasoning that we had?
Adam
That's unbelievable. The Eidein Ba means that there's no witness. And Rashi had the beautiful Rashi there on the first wide line, right? Ein mikra yotze midei pshuto. That even though we use that for something else, 2 and 1, we have that whole diuk, there can't be any Eidein. Even if they're Eidein overseas, it doesn't work. So says this Braisa here, that we prove to Rav Sheshes, but not because of the pasuk that he brought of Eidein Ba, but a different pasuk. Tehora. The pasuk, in talking about whether or not she's really Torah, and if she is, then she should bear a child. So Tehora. Velo sheish la Eidein b'mdinas hayam. That she's going to bear seed, she's going to have a child with ease, but only if there's no Eidein also in Medinas hayam. And if so, then the waters won't check her, which seems to prove Rav Sheshes. Vitahora, the extra vav there, velosha tosalos, and again, it's not in a case where she has extra schusim that can shed light on the process, and therefore they also won't check her. Another one, he, meaning vitahora he, we have three separate diukim here, velosha yisuv yitnu bamozros balvana, literally the women who weave at night. The matter is, her guiltiness, if that's a word, is so known in this case that even the people who everybody's talking about how guilty this woman is, in that case, the waters won't check her. Interesting. So
it's a new scenario.
This third scenario is a new scenario. We're saying in these three scenarios, the waters won't check. But in general.
Sorry, where is the pasuk?
Vitahora he, this pasuk, that's all brought down in the Brisa. The pasuk is.
It's the hamshich of the whole sota thing.
Yeah? It's hamshich of the sota? Excellent.
It's part of the whole sota.
It's hamshich of the whole. Thank you much, Pesach. It's Hamshach of the Hosota. It says Vitahorahi. That means that it's in Parshas Naso. I think Perik Yud Aleph, I believe, Pasuk Yud Aleph or Yud Bezid, where it begins, if I'm not mistaken. And therefore, going through, it says Vitahorahi. And in that case, she'll produce children. She'll produce offspring thereafter. So again, in these three cases, the waters won't check, which seems to prove Rav Sheshes. And again, Rav Sheshes' line was that if she has Eidein that are in Medina Sayam, the waters won't check. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's big thing here was on the first wide line of Vav Amud Aleph was Rabbi Shimon Omer Ein Schus Tola B'Mayim Hamarim. That Schus does not help. So what does Rabbi Shimon do? Nihi Devav Lo Darish. That very good, because what we just said 2 lines ago was Vitahorahi, that extra Vav, what does that help? Velo Shetosa Lo Schus. It's that Schusim don't help. So great. So Rabbi Shimon doesn't learn that extra Vav. Vika Yesh Lo Eidem B'Medina Sayam. But what about Eidem in Medina Sayam? That means that we understand, and it's very important to take a step back, we understand this general machlokas to be what? That Rav Sheshes is fine to have these cases where the waters won't work. And you're right, it's going to be a problem that the waters don't work. Why? What's the problem here? There's a huge problem. Because what happens right after the woman drinks? Can the husband and wife be together again? Can they go home and live happily ever after? Wait, are there Eidem b'mdinas hayam? Wait, do you have schosim, dear wife? Wait, like what's going on? Are you really innocent? So Sheshes seems to not mind about that worry, because great, there's these times when it just doesn't work. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is more stringent. He doesn't want the schos thing to work. But wait, according to Rabbi Shimon, though, we have on the top line of Zion Amud Aleph, he would still agree, though, according to Sheshes, that if there's Eidem b'mdinas hayam, then it still doesn't work. Lo shchicha, says Rabbi Shimon. You're right. So you're right. I generally agree that I don't want these waters to not be totally, to totally shed light on the situation. I want the husband to be confident about whether or not his wife was innocent or guilty right after the waters are drunk. Drunken? Right after she drinks the waters. And therefore, I'm going to hold that schosim don't work. Nevertheless, we still have the Eidem b'mdinas hayam, we have the Vitahorahi, we have that pasuk there, but because that's not common for it to happen, therefore I still hold that that would be the reality. So again, concluding, everybody would hold that if there's Eidem b'mdinas hayam, then the waters don't work. But because it's very uncommon, Rabbi Shimon's okay to say that. Whereas Rav Sheshes still would hold that if she has chosim, then the waters still won't work. This whole sugya still needs a lot of iyun. We have to move on. This whole sugya still needs a lot of understanding, because if the waters really don't work, then what happens in reality, though? So husband, you know, they go to the Beis Hamikdash, and it's so anticlimactic. She drinks the waters!
So what's the purpose?
So I don't know. Meaning, within Rabbi Shimon, we know the purpose. With But within Rav Sheshes, it seems to be schwer to me, it seems to be hard to me to really understand what's going on, because the husband does not have that renewed sense of confidence in his wife. Mm-hmm. Tov, let's move on. If anybody can shed some light, please share it on our WhatsApp chat, on our KSY Daf Yomi group WhatsApp chat. I'd love to hear if anybody sees anything. If anybody's not on the group, think up afterwards with Shalom. We can add to the group. And let's try to learn it throughout the day. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is continuing with this process. It's Monday, and we have to end by 6:40. Says the Mishnah. We're continuing the process of Kinoi Stira, right? We now are going to the Beis HaMikdash. How does this process work when they're traveling to the Beis HaMikdash? Ketzad Osela, traveling there, what happens? Molicho LeBeisdin Sheba'oso Makom. First, the husband brings the wife to the Beisdin in that city. Yumosin Lo Shnei Tamini Chamim Shem Yavo Aleh Baderach. But so what does the local basin do? They can't paskin. They're not going to drink. They're not going to provide the waters, because those waters have to be done by the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll soon see in the next Mishnah. So that basin there, says the Tanakhama, they give this man, or they give this couple, two Talmidei Chachamim to travel with them on the road. Why, says the Mishnah? Because lest they're together on the road, it's another case where the waters won't work. If the husband and wife are together after the Sota process, after the Kinoi and the Stira, then the waters will not work to check her. So the rabbis from the Beis Din want to give them two Talmidei Chachamim to escort them to make sure that doesn't happen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Bala Neman Aleh. The husband's good. We can rely on the husband. In this case, there's no need to send with them two Talmidei Chachamim. Let's discuss that Machlokas. Says the Gemara, Trey, we have to send two Talmidei Chachamim? Why? V'iyu ha-tlosa. If we're going to send two Talmidei Chachamim, and the husband is there too, how many people are there? There are three people. There's three men with the wife. Lema Mesayale L'Rav. Let's say this is approved to Rav. Meseches Kiddushin, Bezrat Hashem, coming up in just a couple months in Daf Yomi world. It should be coming up every day, if anybody learns Shas every day. But for those of us in Daf Yomi world, Daf Pei Aleph and Kedushin is coming up in just a couple months. Dem Revuda, and we should have the schus of still continuing to learn together. Strong. Then, Dem Revuda Amarav Lo Shanu Ela Be'ir. Meaning in concepts of Hilchas Yichud, that Revuda in the name of Rav says that that's only needed in the city. That we're talking about there in Meseches Kedushin, that a woman can be alone with two men. That's okay. That's not considered yichud. So that's allowed. That dynamic's allowed. One woman with two men be'ir in the city. Aval baderech. But on the road, let's discuss shortly what that means. Aval baderech. On the road, ad ikash losha. There must be three men and one woman, because if there's two men, that's considered yichud. Shema yitzarech echad mehen l'nekavav, because perhaps one of the men will need to go to the bathroom. And back then, the bathrooms weren't just, you pop into a gas station and you run back out a minute later. But the bathrooms back then certainly were kind of far out. And then we'll find that, because if there's only two people, then one person goes to the bathroom and the other person is misyached at that point with the erva. And we don't want that to take place. Right? And what do we see here? After the halacha. Wait. Before we go back to the question. There's a lot running through my mind. The question that the Gemara is asking is, what do we see here? We see here that we need two Talmidei Chachamim plus the husband, which seems to shed light that we need three people baderach, not two, but we need three people baderach to get away from Hilchas Yichud. Because if one man goes to the bathroom, there's still two and one, so that is totally okay. Then, just to bring up, baderach, what does it mean, baderach? What is literally on the road where we need three? Even nowadays, this is halakha l'maaseh nowadays. Yichud, right? So two men can be alone with a woman in the city. But baderech, what is baderech? Because we need three nowadays, baderech. So what is baderech? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky told a Rav in Nativ Ari, Reb Chaim Eisenstein, that baderech, a highway nowadays, is not considered baderech. Like our classic highways, traveling city to city, it's generally not baderech. What is baderech? Sorry?
In the middle, not in a place where there are people.
Good, excellent. So generally, it's if one's like country roads, off road, traveling, even in Eretz Yisrael, like just there's certain areas where you can travel where it's really, really late at night and it's really dark, and so those might be baderach, those might be on the road. Instead of going through all the halachos now, I highly recommend people to review the concepts of Hilchos Yichud more in depth. Just one point to point out, which I remember from a Rebbe of mine from years and years ago, Rabbi Yosef Sonnenschein in the Yeshiva of Waterbury. He said that when we talk about Hilchos Yichud, 2, 1, 3, door open, door close, we have to always remember that Hilchos Yichud is very practical. Can this happen? Would it be possible here? You're traveling on the road at night, highway, this, let's just take a step back. Could something take place in this kind of situation or not? And that is necessary to think about, and that generally sheds light on most situations, says my Rebbe from Yeshiva. So again, we have this question here, that it seems to be that we're proving that this is three and not just two. Ha-cha ha-inu taima. We hear, so again, why are we bringing two Talmidei Chachamim? Is this a proof to the opinion that we need three Baderach and not just two? The reason why they're sending him with two Talmidei Chachamim? No. Hacha hainu taima, ki hechi delahavu alei sadi. The reason, as Rashi brings down, the reason that we have two Talmidei Chachamim is not because they won't be yichud along the way, but rather, Dilahavu alei sadi, says Rashi, a few lines up from where we are, im yavo alav, that if the husband is with his wife, ya'idu alav lebezen hagadol velo yashkua. And in that case, that's where the edim, that's where the Talmid Chachamim can be witnesses, so that can take place, so that she won't drink the water. And therefore, they're sending with two Talmid Chachamim, two escorts, just so they can be as witnesses. Shalom, I was thinking, amazing, that we discussed yesterday, two and one, reglaim ladavar. Just send with one, right? Just send with one right now. Because what happens if we had, that what happens if one aide comes to say that the Tumah took place? One aide totally uproots the whole thing because there's already Reglayim L'davar. But here there's no Reglayim L'davar. It's the husband and wife. Oh, if there's no Reglayim L'davar, so we need two again. Again, we're just continuing to prove, reinforce that two is generally needed. But when there's Reglayim L'davar, like we had yesterday, that whole case with the Rambam and with the Tosas, sorry? Oh, great question, says the Gemara right now. Thank you for projecting ahead. That's the Gemara. It's supposed to be very logical. You know, if we had more time, we would kind of take a step back and say, with each line, so what's the next question going to be? What's the next answer going to be? This should be a very logical process. So says the Gemara, Talmidei Chachamim in Kuli Amalo, exactly as you asked. We need rabbis there. We need rabbis for this. Rabbis to do what? Rabbis to be general witnesses? For what? Why? Lima Masayli Le'iduch de Rav. Let's prove this. Comes to reinforce another opinion of Rav. Dem Rav Yudah Amrav. Lo Shanu Elok Sheirin. Avo Prutz Nafilos Arnamilo. Because Rav Yudah Amrav, Rav Yudah in the name of Rav, says a different point, that when we talk about the concept of Yichud and two and one, that's where those men are Ksherin. But if men are Prutzen, if men are just kind of those kinds of people that they're considered Parutz, then even if there's 10 men and one woman, that's still a case of Yichud. As there was a sad story, Maisahayev Otsiu Asara Bamita. Rashi explains the case where there were 10 people that brought out a woman in a bed, Becheskas Mesa, as if she was dead, Lekalkal Ima. To do not such good things. So what do we see? That because there are Prutzen there, Prutzen could be 10, even 10 and 1 is a dynamic of Yichud, so maybe here we need Talmidei Chachamim. Lo, hacha hainu taima, I don't know. D'yodei lasrebe. It's not that we're trying to say that they have to be Ksherin and not Prutzen, it's just saying, concludes the Gemara, is that they have to know enough how to really warn. And maybe two random people, if they went, be like, oh, they wouldn't warn them the right way. So we want to make sure this is done, and we're crossing our T's and dotting our I's, so that the warning is done in the correct way to prevent the waters from being drunk if the husband and wife are together. Continues the Gemara. Two dots. We're about a third of the way down. Daf Zayin Amad Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bala V'chulu. What was Rabbi Yehuda's comment in the Mishnah? Anybody remember the Mishnah said that we need?
You don't need Eidim, the husband's trusted.
Excellent. Says Rav Yehuda that the local court doesn't have to send the husband and wife with Eidim to the Beis HaMikdash because the husband is trusted. Thank you very much, Eli. Rav Yehuda Omer Bala V'chulu Tanya, Rav Yehuda Omer Bala Neman Mikal V'chomer. Rav Yehuda is going to begin and say that how do we know that the husband is believed? From a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? This is awesome. Uma nida shehibe kares nida, right? Which is an isra of kares. Bala nemanalea. There's no isra of yichud between husband and wife when the wife is in a status of nida. Sota shehibe lav, a sota for a husband to be with his wife when she's a sota, which is a lav, which is a lesser restriction. Lo kol shekein. Then of course the husband should be believed. Again. Nida, the husband is believed, even though it's an Isser of Kares, there's no Yichud there. So too, Rav Yehuda says, don't send two Talmidei Chachamim so that they can't have Yichud. It's just the lav. So of course the husband should be believed. They're abundance. What do the rabbis say? Who say that we do need two witnesses? He knows senes! Rebuta, you got it! Let's take your logic exactly and flip it back right on your head. Why? Nida de kares chamirale. Because by nida, it's kares! Whoa! The husband's going to be like, whoa, that's a big deal. I'm not going to get involved. Umehemon. So he's believed without any witnesses. But so to the lav. Sometimes by a lav. Oh, it's just a derabanan. Oh, you know, people are less stringent. Lo chamirale. Not that a lav is derabanan, but sometimes, in general, we sometimes are a little more lax when things have less stringency on them. So lo chamir lay, then the husband might not be so strict. Lo mehamon, therefore he's not believed. So again, we had the Tanakama. We had Rabbi Huda, who had a great kal vachomer, seemingly of the kares and the lav status, and the rabbis flipped it right back to him. Rabbi Huda mi kal vachomer ma'aseh lo. The Gemara then asked, wait, does Rabbi Huda really learn this from a kal vachomer? Rebuta Mikroi Maisla. We have a different, we have a Rebuta elsewhere, the same Rebbe Huda, who learns the same diuk, that we don't need the two Talmidei Chachamim, not from a Kal Vachomer, but rather from a Pasuk. D'Tanya, we have a Braisa. V'Hevi Ha'ish Es Ishto. The Tanakama say in this Braisa, that the husband is going to bring his wife Ella Kohen in the story of Sotah, Menat Torah. Right? That's from the Torah. Ha'ish, maybe it's Ishto. So we have a Deraisa, that the husband brings the wife. Aval Omru Chachamim. And the rabbis add on, meaning it's more of a Derabon and Moshrin Lo Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. Now we send along with them two Talmidei Chachamim. Shema Yavo Aleha Baderech, lest they're together along the way. Rabbi Yossi Omer, before we get to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi says, Bala Neman Aleha Mikal Vachomer. Here it's Rabbi Yossi who uses the Kal Vachomer. Umani Dashi Bekareis Bala Neman Aleha Sotishi Belavlo Kol Shekein. Again, same Kal Vachomer that Rabbi Huda used in our, in a few lines ago in the piece that we just had. Amru lo, so the rabbis respond here to Rabbi Yossi, lo, with a different logic though, interesting. Lo, im amra benida shekein yesh la heter, if you're going to say that about a nida, where there is a heter, right, because by a nida, it's just a matter of time until she won't be a nida anymore, so therefore, tomar besota shein la heter, would you give the same logic by a sota, where there is no such heter, because perhaps the husband will never be able to be with his wife again. So there might never be a shas heter once again. The omer, and we have a very powerful four words from, or three words from Mishle. Maim genovim, maim genovim, yim tagu l'chulum. That stolen waters are sweeter. So the rabbis are responding here to Rabbi Yossi and saying, what? Rabbi Yossi, don't say your kal vachomer about Nida, because by a Nida, it's not the same. You can't compare the two, because it's on, off, on, off, on, off. Whereas by Sota, it might just be off forever. And therefore, it might be a harder temptation for the husband, more of a temptation for the husband, by Sota, because if it's never going to be allowed, potentially, then there's much more of a draw to having that. Rashi says, very, very short Rashi, very sweet Rashi. No pun intended. Kolomar, Davar ha'asar lo, something that is totally usher to him, yitzro rodef acharav, that which is totally usher to us, we chase after it with more zest than something that is not. It's just something to remember, a musar for the day, maim genuvim yimtaku, that which we can never have seemingly tastes sweeter to us. Rabbi Huda omer minat Torah ha'ish mevi esishto el ha'koin. Now we have Rabbi Huda in this long brisa. We had the chachamim. We had Rabbi Yossi who's the kal vachomer. Now Rabbi Huda is about to use a pasuk. Rabbi Huda omer minat Torah ha'ish mevi esishto el ha'koin. Shenemar, says Rabbi Huda, behavior ish es ishto. The man's going to bring his wife. Meaning the man's going to bring his wife, not somebody else. Nobody else will bring him. But wait, we have Rabbi Yehuda here in this Braisa that uses a pasuk that to explain that only him and not with two escorts. Whereas we had Rabbi Yehuda in the piece above, in the Gemara above, which seemed to bring it from a Kal Vachomer. Answers the Gemara, Amlu Kal Vachomer Bereisha. You're right. Really, in our Gemara, is what happened first in the chronological sense. Rabbi Yehuda brought a Kal Vachomer. Ufarchua, but the rabbis rebutted it. Because they said, no, that won't work, because they threw it, Vehino Senes, they threw it right back at him. V'hadar Amlukra. And then Rabbi Huda brought a pasuk at the end to prove his point. Rabbi Huda Hainu Tanakama concludes the Gemara with a question. Rabbi Huda seems to bring the same pasuk as the Tanakama. Is that okay? Right? Is that the same opinion? They bring the same pasuk. What's the pasuk? V'evi'ish es ishto. So what's going on? They're bringing the same pasuk? Answers the Gemara, wait, you're right, they're bringing the same pasuk, but they're clearly not the same din. Why? Because what do the rabbis say? What do the chachamim say that's different than Rabbi Yehuda? That they have to bring the two escorts. So you're right. They bring the same pasuk, but they use the pasuk in different ways, and therefore they're not the same. I didn't really understand the question, or maybe I understand the answer. I'm not sure which one. But the question was Rabbi Yehuda Hainu Tanakama, and that is more referring to the pasuk that they brought. They brought the same pasuk, but the Gemara answers it could be nai aval omru. And if you take a look about eight lines before that, aval omru chachamim mosrin lo shnei tamei chachamim, etc. That's going back on. You're right, but they don't hold the same thing. So I'm not sure if I'm not understanding more the question or the answer. But the question's like, oh no, wait, they're using the same pasuk. And the answer's like, you're right, but they don't hold the same thing. So, anyways, that's the question. That's the answer. Seemingly. Very interesting, but as we conclude, Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama that we don't need the two escorts, and the Tanakhama say that we do. Anybody have any other way to understand the Gemara? No? Any insights from the crowd? Were you crowdsource this? No? Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out. How many don't bring the pasuk? They do to make a diyuk to learn their din. You know, they bring the pasuk and they say, "Mashal for the pasuk like this." Aval.
Aval Amr. Okay.
And then they, so I'm not. I don't know.
So you're reinforcing the question?
Yeah.
Meaning, what's the question? Right, they're not even reading the question.
Say, this is what the Pasuk says. So it seems like Midera, Minatora, this is the way it should be. But we,
I don't know. Right. And it's the last line.
So
anyways,
right? Tanakhama holds like the Chachamim. Mm. The Aval Amru is going back on the Tanakhama. So the question is that Tanakhama holds differently than the Chachamim. Tanakhama holds that you don't like exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need two people. But then, and the Chachamim are a different shita. And the Maskana is that the Chachamim and Tanakhama are the same shita.
Yeah?
I think so.
That's very interesting. So, whereas originally we might have thought that they are the same, meaning I was pairing them up.
Right. But that's
but you're differentiating the two.
Right.
Interesting.
The Chachamim is that they're different.
Interesting.
One is asking Rabbi Yehuda is like Tanakhama, not Chachamim is like Tanakhama.
Right, there
are
people who look Tanakhama.
And not the Chachamim. And maybe we don't know. Okay. Tzarechi and Tov. Okay, great. Good. Tov. Says the Mishnah. Thank you, Shalom. And if anybody has any further insights, we have a great WhatsApp chat. Please share. And Uri, thanks for sharing the Plimo insight of the other day. We appreciate it. Thanks for getting us started. Says the Mishnah, Hayumalan osa lebeisin hagadosh b'Yerushalayim. They go up to the beisin hagadosh b'Yerushalayim. Again, these Mishnayos are just continuing the process of the Gemara in just interjects in between the Mishnayos and explains the lumdus and other thoughts behind it. Uma'aymin alei. Uma'aynin aleha, and they scare her, they frighten her. We had that word in Rashi yesterday, top line, top of Vav Amad Aleph. We had Shehayu ma'aymin aleha, that they frighten her. Kederech shema'aymin al yedei nefashos. Just like we scare people by dini nefashos. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that explains that they tell the Edom how terrible it is. If they're lying, so too here, they frighten her before the waters are to be consumed. Va'oymer la, and what do they say to her? Biti, my daughter, and a loving way, Biti, my daughter. Fascinating. Just very loving. Harbe yainosa. Excessive wine can cause this to happen. Harbe schokosa. Excessive levity can cause this to happen. Harbe yaldososa. Childishness can cause these things to happen. Meaning, it's okay if it happened. Let's just get to the truth here, and let's not consume. Let's not erase the name of Hashem to make this happen. Harbe shcheinim aroinosin. Or bad neighbors can cause these things to happen. These things happen. Just please. Just tell us the truth. Asi l'shmo hagadol shenichtav b'kdusha. Do it for the sake of the holy name that's written b'kdusha. Shlo yimocha al hamayim. That Hashem's name should not be erased on the water. As we said, this is the only time in all of halacha that there's a miracle that's about to take place. That Hashem's name is erased, and then that's going to cause a miracle to happen. But we don't want to erase the name of Hashem. That's not what we want to do. L'chatchila. Va'omer lefaneh devarim she'inam kedei l'shomon. And they tell her certain things that are not kedai, or that shouldn't be heard. He v'chol mishpachas beis avia. Literally, they say certain things that are she'enon kedai l'shoman, that are said not to be heard. That's a cryptic line, and it's going to be explained on Amud Beis here in the in the Gemara. That was a stutter. I apologize. He v'chol mishpachas beis avia im amra t'me'ani. Now, what happens if she says after all is t'me'ani? Okay, I'm tame. I admit, I'm sorry. Tameani. Shoveres ksubasa. Literally, we break up the ksuba, but it's a play on words because shover is also a receipt. So shoveres ksubasa. they rip up the ksuba, so to say, but they give her a receipt for the ksuba, v'yoseis, and done, everything is kind of wrapped up. V'im amra taharani, but if she continues to say that she's tahar, malin osa l'shar mizrach, they bring her up to the shar mizrach, to the east gate. The Bach takes out Sha'al Pesach. Shar Nikanor. The east gate was Shar Nikanor. What is Shar Nikanor? Do you know what Shar Nikanor is? Nikanor was who? He was a convert from Alexandria. And he wanted to give a great gift to the Beis HaMikdash. See, he went back to Alexandria where they had great artisans and they did these two huge gates, two huge, beautiful, in copper gates, crafted beautifully. And they sent them by boat to Eretz Yisrael. He was on the boat. Huge storms, huge waves, they were very, very heavy, and they said, we got to throw them over. They threw the first door over, and they tried to throw the second door over, and he said, no way you're throwing this over. He held on by his life, and they did not throw it over. When they got to shore, there was a miracle that the first gate that they threw over was literally floating right there by the shore, right where they went, and they called it Shar Nikanor in his name. He was Mesiras Nefesh to get those doors to the Beis HaMikdash. I think those doors were unique in the Beis HaMikdash, and they wanted to make sure that we remember him and his Mesiras Nefesh, that it's not what we do, guys, but it's how we do it. It's not necessarily the types of doors that we make, but it's the way in which we make things. It's the way in which we learn. It's not necessarily how much we learn, but it's the way in which we learn. We wake up early in the morning to learn. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. We're sending a very good Nefesh message of Mesiras Nefesh. So they go to the Shar Nikanor, Shasham Ashken Esasotos. What happens there? A couple things. Number one, that's where the Sota drinks the waters. Umitaran Esayulados, and that's where the Yoledos, the woman who gave birth, that's where they bring the carbon. Umitaran Esamitzarayin, that's where the Mitzarayin also are Mitar. That's also where, on those 15 steps leading up to it, to the Shar Nikanor, that's also where the Levim sometimes sing. A bunch of things happen there. That's the entrance from the women's section into the Azar also. In the Azar, I believe. So a lot of things happen right there. The coin, Ochez Bivga Deha, and there the coin's going to hold on to her clothing. Im Nikru Nikru. And if they rip, they rip. Im Nifru Nifru. And if they shred, they shred. Achu Megalas Liba. Something along the lines of until her upper chest is somehow exposed. The Sosa Sarah, they unbraid her hair. Rebut Omer, Imhaya Libana. Wait, if she's pretty, Lohayu Megaleu, then they do not reveal it. Vimhaya Sarana, and if her hair is beautiful, Lohayu Soser, then they do not unbraid her hair. This was bothering me a lot yesterday. Like, what is this? This doesn't sound like Judaism. What are we doing here? This, what? The Kohen's doing what in the bait? What? I was bugged out last night. I really was. So I came here to shul, and I spoke to Rav Deutsch, who gives the Hebrew definition. I was like, what are we, how do I teach this over to, what do I say? So he said, no, it's not the way it seems, really, he doesn't really touch. And he was giving me, and the Gemara is going to explain, by the way, each of these things that we're going to get over the next few days. We'll have some very exciting daffin, which are going to explain how these things take place. I spoke to Rav Haber afterwards, and he also mentioned to me that it's like a doctor. It's like an omnus. These are certain things that have to happen. The Kohen's going to do these are things that have to happen, but they're done in certain ways, which is done in the best way possible. Who decides Imhaya Liba Noe Lo Haya Megaleu? I don't know. But if anybody, who decides, is it the husband, is it the Kohen? Do they take a vote from the crowd that's watching? I don't know, but if anybody, again, has any insights, I'd love to hear. Haya Miskasa Bilvanim, if she's dressed in white, Miskasa Mechasa Bishcharm. Then let's cover up in black to indicate the Avera that she's done. Seemingly. Turning over to Ahmed Bey's, what happens if she has the jewelry on her in gold, Nizamim the Tabos, nose rings, and Tabos, other kinds of rings, Mavirin Mimena, Kedei Lenavla. Again, we do all these things to make her look more disgusting. It's not like we're trying to beautify her in the Beis HaMikdash to go through this process, but exactly the opposite. We're trying to kind of take away any beauty, often it's beauty that would lead to these kinds of things, husband and wife, so we try to kind of lessen the excitement around the beauty. The acharkach, and afterwards, maybe chevel mitzri, the kosher lamala medadeha, and they kind of wrap this chevel mitzri. As Rashi explains, it's not from Egypt, but it's some sort of made from a palm tree, and they kind of tie it in her upper chest. V'cholarotza liros ba liros. And whoever wants to watch this process, able to watch. Chutz me'avadeh ushvachoseh. Except for her servants and her maidservants. Mipnei sheliba gas bohen. A big line in Yichud also. Sheliba gas bohen. Because what will happen, as Rashi explains beautifully, liba gas bohen, last wide line. She'adam ro'e b'nei beso. Rashi says, when a person sees those in his house, daito miskaber salav. He's going to get kind of very, very, very intense about it. Meaning, even if she is guilty, and she sees her kind of her crew around her, then she might not be willing to admit. She's going to be more confident. She doesn't want to have that vulnerability. That's a good word, vulnerability. She doesn't want to have the vulnerability. She'll leave a gospel, and she's more arrogant or more confident around them, and she doesn't want to have that drop. Chol anashim utaris larosa, women are especially able to watch the process. Shenemar v'nivasru kol anashim v'lo tasena kizmaschena. The pasuk in Yecheskel, which seems to describe that if women watch this process take place, then they will probably not come to sin in that way. Just a few more lines. Says the Gemara Menahani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know what? Says Rashi, how do we know that we need a Beis Magadol in Yerushalayim? Amar Rechiya Bar Gamda, Amar Yossi Bar Chanina. Berebi Chanina. Asya Torah Torah. We have Egzer Shava by Torah Torah. Ksiv Hacha by Sotav Asalacha. The Asalacha Koin is called HaTorah. Right? We have the word Torah. And we have there by a zuk in Mamre, meaning a rebellious rabbi who goes against everybody else and still passes like his own halacha. Al pi haTorah asher yarucha malal la'alan m'shivim vechod. And just like over there by a zuk in Mamre, we need a basin of 71, which sits in there. I think in the lishkas hagazis there on Harbais Afkan m'shivim vechod. So to here we need 71. Okay, let's pause here by these two dots. Everybody have a great day. Excited daf ahead. Thanks for coming. Let's have a wonderful day.
Just maybe say your show.